Antoine got a little hot under the collar.
You're crazy.
Had you ever heard of the healing power of laughter?
And I thought my jokes were bad.
The Joker, perhaps the most infamously notorious villain in any rogue gallery for any comic book medium. And we're going to be dealing with it here on the Creator Corner Podcast. Let's start off with Jack Nicholson, because there's a debate. Jack Nicholson versus Heath Ledger. Who is the best of each Joker? Well, honestly, I kind of consider them apples and oranges. Let's start talking about Jack Nicholson first, because Jack Nicholson did something way over the top, kooky, loony, and respectively spooky for Tim Burton's 1989 adaptation of Batman in that gothic setting. Turned from a card-dealing right-hand man to a mob boss, gone loony, always smiling, and shooting off his boss and dancing while he does it. Yes, he was freaky and scary, but at the same time, over the top. But he wasn't as scary as he was campy, because he was campy, and can he be compared to a nowadays performance of the Joker? No, not really. But that doesn't mean Jack Nicholson isn't iconic. His role is iconic, and even Heath Ledger admitted it. That had he been tapped to play the Joker for a Tim Burton film like that, Heath Ledger would not have touched it, because it's just so iconic. This is the scene from the movie.
They're not bad people. Maybe we ought to give them a couple of days to think it over. No. Grease them now. Okay. You are a vicious bastard, Rutelli. You're dead. I'm glad you did.
Now, Heath Ledger's Joker is scary. He is psychotic, unforgiving, unmerciful, and relentless. He's one that you do not want to run into in the streets, because he'll butcher you. That is the difference between Heath Ledger's and Jack Nicholson. This Joker is freaking scary! Christopher Nolan's world is so much darker and so much more realistic than Tim Burton's Batman, as evidenced by this particular scene from Heath Ledger's performance.
Tell them your name.
Brian.
Are you the real Batman?
No.
No?
No.
No. Then why do you dress up like him?
He's a symbol. We don't have to be afraid of scum like you.
Yeah.
You do, Brian. You really do. Huh? Yeah. Oh, shh. So you think Batman's made Gotham a better place?
Hmm? Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me!
You see, this is how crazy Batman's made Gotham. You want order in Gotham. Batman must take off his mask and turn himself in. Oh, and every day he doesn't, people will die. Starting tonight. I'm a man of my word.
That sent chills down my spine the first time I watched it in the theater, and not one person was laughing. That's the difference between this Joker and Jack Nicholson's Joker. Jack Nicholson was funny. This one is not funny. He's just downright scary. We laugh at what he did on screen. But ideally, I prefer running into the other Joker than Heath Ledger's Joker. So again, they're apples and oranges. You can't really compare the two on a level playing field because they did what basically befit the movie. The Joker. Who's better? Well, I'd say they both are respectively good. And I leave you now with a montage of two other Jokers that were uncredited from all this conversation discussion of the Jokers. Cesar Romero's portrayal of the Joker for the 1960s campy TV show Batman, and Mark Hamill's portrayal of the Joker in Batman the Animated Series. For the record, Heath Ledger is the best Joker. Reason? Read Arkham Asylum by Grant Morrison and The Killing Joke by Alan Moore. That's the real Joker.